Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for an all-new episode of The Cody Springer Show, available on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Music Weekly. Ever since 2018, Cody has given you one of the most real and uncensored podcasts on the internet, talking about real-life issues, pop culture, sports, and everything in between. Welcome to The Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show, episode number 96 today. Hope y'all are doing well. I got an interview with Mac Montana and Nonchalantly Zay. They're coming back here on the show, talking about some recent projects that they've been doing. They released an EP called Brotherhood, and we'll be talking about that. And plus, Zay's been doing some Spanish music as well. You know, we talk about that. So, yeah, we're going to get into the interview, but before we do, I got a track to play here on the podcast. This comes from Two Shot Gabe. He was on the podcast about a month ago, and he just released a new song called The Pain Within, and it'll be featured on my upcoming film, Cold Game. So, before we get into the interview with Mac and Zay, I have The Pain Within by Two Shot Gabe.
The Pain Within. I really hope y'all listen to this. Back to reality.
Come back to reality.
I'm trying to come back to Earth, but I'm stuck in the past. How long is gonna last? It's stuck and repeat. Like, who am I trying to be? And why do I feel so weak? I've been shot on my chest and I'm on my knees, begging for help, but no one sees the pain that I bleed, but don't feed. All I've been doing is trying to fight the enemy. I'm trying to come back to Earth, but I'm stuck in the past. How long's gonna last? I'm stuck and repeat. Like, who am I trying to be? And why do I feel so weak? I've been shot in my chest and I'm on my knees, begging for help, but no one sees the pain that I bleed, but don't feed. All I've been doing is trying to fight the enemy. I feel hopeless, I'm lost like a time machine. Don't doubt the facts because I am a teen, while mostly living on a screen. I don't wanna be playing in the streets, because I don't wanna be begging on my knees, begging for help while I bleed. Hopeless, I'm lost, can't you see? Scared by the fact of history, blind by the fact that no one has seen that no matter what color people try to kill me. So I'm putting this behind me so I can believe, putting this behind me so I can proceed. Just chasing my dreams and I will concede. Just started their process and I will proceed. Their process is gone, I just hope you believe. For the things I do wrong, I just hope you agree. Can you consider the fact that's why I do me? So that's why I'm trying to come back to Earth, but I'm stuck in the past. How long is gonna last? Stuck and repeat. Like, who am I trying to be? And why do I feel so weak? I've been shot in the chest and I'm on my knees, begging for help, but no one sees. Begging for help, but no one sees. The pain that I bleed, but don't feed. The pain that I bleed, but don't feed. All I've been doing is fighting the enemy. Trying to fight the enemy. Fighting the enemy to find the enemy. I'm trying to come back to Earth, but I'm stuck in the past. How long is gonna last? It's stuck and repeat. Like, who am I trying to be? And why do I feel so weak? I've been shot in my chest and my chest and my chest, and I'm on my knees, begging for help, but no one sees. Begging for help, but no one sees. The pain that I bleed, but don't feed. All I've been doing is fighting the enemy. Like, 1, 2, 3, kill the enemy.
What is real will prosper. What you feel in the night, what you feel in the morning, what you feel midday, that you don't think, other people have the same thoughts. You feel alone in this thought, but other people have the same thoughts. And it breeds, and when you display this thought, it breeds a certain amount of comfort within people.
Right.
And people start to feel like, all right, this person understands me. This person is fucking cool.
Nonchalantly Zay and Mac Montana back on the podcast. How's it going today, guys?
Man, chilling, man. You know the vibes.
Postman, get us me. You know the vibes. We on air, you know what it is. It's popping.
So you guys been working here as of late. I've noticed you guys been dropping some new tracks here on SoundCloud. You guys put out 4 tracks recently. Was it kind of like an EP? Like I know it was titled Brotherhood, but was it kind of like a collaboration EP?
Yeah, like a 4-song EP.
It's a 4-song EP. Basically, how that came about is, you know what I mean? Like, you know, we both got some, you know, some shit in our life going on, and you know, we relate sort of on the things that we going through. So we titled that Brotherhood because, you know, brothers stick together, and that's what we've been doing.
That's facts.
And then you guys had us on a part of that EP. It was called 2021 Vision, and I gotta be honest, guys, that song was fucking fire. I fucks with it heavy, you know, for sure.
Yeah, hell yeah. Good looks, man. That's that shit right there.
You know, it just kind of felt like a throwback to that classic rap, you know, that's so fucking missing right now, man. I mean, I just got those vibes from you guys. And I'm like, man, like, that's the type of music that we need.
Yeah, it was kind of good how that shit came about, you know?
I definitely came up, like, with the beat selection. Well, the beat selection with the Buck Roll. Buck Roll is really nice. I fuck with Buck Roll beats. But Matt came up with the Othello beats, which is an outstanding producer. I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, the way that vibe right there was brought up together, it's like it was made for us to hop on that vibe. So, you know what I mean? We're going to keep that coming, you know? So expect for more to come.
Awesome. We'll definitely be looking forward to that. And Zay, you've been doing some Spanish music as of late. And, you know, like, I'm not sure what you're saying, but it sounds good to me, you know?
Yeah, man, so, you know, it's flashing for the bitches. You know the vibes, man. That's about it, man. You know what it is. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I can say me and Mac were really, really versatile with this shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he, you know what I mean? Like, he got good ideas. Sometimes he comes to me with good ideas. I come to him with good ideas. You know what I mean? And like, it's that shit right there, this will bring us together to, you know what I mean, unite and form like a collaboration, a tape, whatever you want to call it. Like, you know what I mean? We got mad shit that we haven't even released yet either. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
So, you guys got new management, I see. Tell me how that came about.
All right, so I'm gonna answer this one.
Yo, shout out to Penny.
Yeah, shout out my man's Penny. But yeah, man. I've been playing my PS4 with this dude for a long time and shit, and he was really catching a big interest in my music, so I put him on to Zay, and then he was rocking with Zay hard too. So he was mainly supposed to be my security for shows and stuff, but one day I just figured it out, like, he'll be better as a manager. So now he manages both of us.
Right. Yeah, he's really like he's really been supportive. And, you know, like, as soon as, you know, Mac introduced me to him, like, I caught the vibe from there, like, yo, this dude's really efficient. And, you know, he's really supportive. That's one thing I can give him. He's really supportive. We're going to start the business tactics from there. And all the inquiries and features, anybody who want to book something from us, got to contact him. He's the man.
Awesome. You know, it's definitely good to have someone who has your back and who supports you. You know, as you know, it's good to have someone like that in your corner, you know, just in case, you know, some shit goes bad, you know. So, I want to know, are you guys planning to branch out to other platforms aside from SoundCloud?
I mean, we have stuff.
Go ahead, bro. Oh, my bad, bro. I mean, cut you off. But yeah, we got music on all platforms. It's just not every song going on all platforms, because I feel like when it's just on SoundCloud, it's a little more personal. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely got some shit on all platforms. Like, you could type this in anywhere, and we'll pop up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, bro got some shit on Apple. He got it on AudioMac. He got them on YouTube. I got some shit on Apple. The shit I have featured with him is on AudioMac. But he has some shit on AudioMac. I have Apple and YouTube and SoundCloud. I think Spotify, too. So you can check us out from there. You know what I mean? But we're going to keep branching out. We're going to keep expanding without a doubt. You know what I mean? As soon as we start getting this shit together, we're going to start expanding. We're going to start exploring. You know, we're going to start taking tours and shit like that. So just be on the lookout.
Awesome. Yeah, because, I mean, you guys definitely got some shit that, you know, that I don't think a lot of people are bringing to the table. And you know, other artists that I've interviewed on my podcast, I've recommended them to work with you guys, man. You know, because I just think you guys will make some magic, for sure.
Yeah, appreciate that, bro.
I don't know about magic, but we'll make some peace, though. Oh, shit.
I got a question for Mac. Because Mac last week sent me one of his custom hats, part of Mac Montana Customs.
Yes, sir.
And I was just wondering, I'm just wondering right now, is there any kind of like merch set up that, you know, people can purchase shirts or hats or any kind of merch?
Yeah, actually, got somebody right now that's going to set up a website for me. Like the hats, I was making them by hand, but now I'm about to start really like getting shit like down packed, like the brand and the fucking and the material. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you. Like the hat I made, and you got, you know what I'm saying? It's good, but it's not the best. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to up my game. So I'm really about to be working with, like, press machines and stuff to make sure my brand is solid and all that.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I could tell that it was handmade, but I appreciate that because you took the time into creating it, you know? Because not a whole lot of people are doing that. You know, like, a lot of people are just having other, you know, websites and stuff like that make their merch for them. And, you know, I'm not knocking that, you know, I mean, it is what it is, but, you know, I definitely appreciate that you took the time to craft that yourself.
Yeah. I feel like it's not the best, like I said, but I feel like it just means more when it's made by hand. Like, you just know I put that time and effort into that.
Right. Yes, definitely. So, is there any kind of, plans to make music videos?
Yeah, we're trying to work on that now. I just got in contact with this dude that does videos, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, man, we're about to start moving on some stuff. The only thing that, like, that's kind of slowing us down is this COVID shit, because, you know what I'm saying, people are really, like, cautious on who they're around and stuff like that. Like, I have videos that I still haven't dropped yet, but it's coming soon. I'm just trying to have this shit to perfection to where I'll have a good crowd, so when I drop this shit, I'll get the attention that I want.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, man, this whole pandemic shit is over here fucking shit up, man. You can't even move.
Right, yeah, I feel it, guys. You know, I mean, that's partly why my movie.
But we're going to get there, though.
Right, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to get there. Yeah, I mean, and COVID's partly the reason why my movie's production has kind of slowed down, too, you know. But... you know, it's all work in progress, you know. Got to keep moving.
Yeah, man. Yo, I just want to say, too, yo, shout out to your movie, man. It looked like, you know what I'm saying? I see you posted the cover not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? That shit looked like it's going to be some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I definitely want to make it a cinematic masterpiece, man. You know, I mean, I've had this idea in my mind for the last 2 to 3 years, and I want to bring it to screen and make some really dope shit.
It was crazy because I was just like, I was researching you on IMDb, .com, and you know what I mean? Like, you did have like a show while or something, right? Like a detective special show or something, right?
Yeah.
That show was pretty dope.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was, I did a show called C&M Entertainment. It was me and my my homie Marcel. You know, we did that for a couple years. You know, we're not doing any more seasons of it right now because Marcel has decided to step away from acting. But yeah, man.
She's a female cop, right?
I'm sorry, what?
So she's like a female detective, right, in the show?
Oh, you're referring to my first movie that I ever did.
That's the one I'm talking about. Like, it had like a female like detective in the show. She was bad, but I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Her name's Sandy Kim. Yeah, she's a pretty good actress. I did that when I was when I lived in Arizona. I wrote a script for a short film called Hunter, and basically what it was about, it was about this serial killer, and you had two detectives trying to find out who it was and stuff like that, and come to find out the killer killed women who were cheating on their husbands.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just so deep.
Yeah, it was some pretty dark shit, but I think it's floating out there on YouTube somewhere. I'll have to dig it up and I'll send it to you guys.
Well, send that. Yeah, I'll definitely support that, bro, for real.
Thank you. So I know Zay and I have talked about it a little bit when he was on the podcast last, but Mac, do you have any interest in acting?
Nah, I'm not even gonna lie, like, not really me, but, like I said, like, I wouldn't say it was, like, a vision, but, like, there's a thing that happens to me sometimes in life where, like, I, like, drift off and, like, space out, and I'll see, like, a vision, and it was kind of weird that you said that, because, I literally, like, kind of had, like, a vision of, like, Zay being, like a movie maker, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was kind of weird. I even called them on it too, and I'm like, yo, I really think you should get into movies, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I'll definitely be the type to be like in the background or something, you know what I'm saying? I support everything.
I mean, like I said, man, I'll be the type to be in a cameo or something, you feel me? Like, just to show off in the cam, you know? But I mean, like, I'm all strictly rap, man. Like, I like to fuck with the bars, I like to fuck with the lyrics, so. You just catch me doing that, I'll stick to that right there, you know what I mean? And if acting does come down the line, then, you know, yeah, I'll be volunteering to do it. Well, shit, not volunteering, but you know what I mean? Like, you got to throw something in, but, you know, like, I'll be willing to do it.
Yeah, I kind of get that way too, Mac. Like, you know, like, I'll be sitting here, you know, like, let's just say I'm, you know, like, reading or something like that, and then an idea just pops in my head, you know? Like, oh, that'd be really cool for a movie or a show, you know? Like, that's just...
Yeah, it'd be like that.
Right, yeah. And I think it also applies to music, too. You know, that creative space. Like, you just get an idea for a song. And you're like, oh, shit. I got to record that.
Yeah, that's crazy, yes, sir. Bro. Like, yo, you know, I was just about to say, like, yo, if you ever have any other movies you coming out in the future, make sure you always hit us up for them soundtrack features, you feel me? Because... We coming down hard. We got a story for everything. Whatever you trying to put together, whatever it is, if it matches our description, we'll write something to it. You feel me?
Oh, yeah,
flash
man.
On that.
Oh, definitely. I'll definitely hit you guys up, you know, whenever I have a film project coming up or anything, man. I'll definitely use you guys' music for sure. So, my next question for you guys is, where do you guys see yourselves in the next 5 years?
Shit, me, I know with the way shit that I'm planning is, I plan to see myself on tour, like, a lot, and just focusing on this music shit, because I always had, like, a dream for it, but I always felt like I was, like, me, I always feel like, not just me, like, I always feel like me and Zay were, like, always slept on, and I feel like in a couple years, like, we already gonna have what we wanted to have before, you know what I'm saying? Even if we still don't have that same dedication now, I just feel like we should be in a good spot because we've been putting in work for years, bro.
This shit, we've been masterminding this shit for, you know what I mean, about 7 years since me and him met, you know what I mean? And we've been really just, you know, fucking this shit up. And I feel like, yeah, we all slept on. And, you know, whatever he's on, I'm on. You know what I mean? Like, 5 years from now, I can't really tell, because right now we're living in the present. We're the ones who make the future happen. So, you know what I mean? We're going to keep expanding. We're going to keep building to make our future better. You feel me?
Why do you think that people have slept on you guys?
Because I mean, like, just tasting music. That's what it is.
Like, I just feel like we got, like, all right, so in this game, I feel like in this game, you got to make a lot of fucking certain sacrifices. And I just feel like we, when we give our music out, we give the raw and uncut. And I feel like people just like that fucking watered down shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we too lyrically nice for people nowadays. Like half of the shit we be saying, it be going over people's heads. And then when we do get like sort of little limelight, then it's back to where we started again, because nobody's gonna give us that chance, because a lot of these people gonna try to sell their soul or whatever to try to make it, and we too real for that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna do that. We gonna make it. If we make it, we make it. We don't.
Yo, listen, let me tell you something, Cody. And I done got into this. You know what I mean, with you, and I told you, like, yo, blindness is always going to be aware in the world, you feel me? Nobody's ever going to see it through how we see it, you feel me? But you got to live. When you live, you live into, you know what I mean, to live. You're not living for nothing else. Like I said, I'm a father first before this music thing. Whether this shit work or not, I'm going to always stand on to what I am first as a father, you feel me? So, you know what I mean? If it works, it works. I do this shit for fun. I don't really care, you know what I mean, about the, you know what I mean, the money, the glory, you know what I mean? None of that. At the end of the day, I'm going to just do it to make it sound for my family. That's it. You know what I mean? I don't really put my heart and my soul into this, but if I'm sitting here spitting rhyming and shit like that, I'm going to do it just to do it for fun. Just at the same time, you know what I mean? I'm on.
And that's why I respect you, because, you know, you put family before music, you know? Like, this shit comes last to you, man. Like, you know, as long as your family's good and whatnot, that's all that really matters to you at the end of the day.
Well, that's how it should be. And don't take it like, you feel me, like, you know, we don't worship the music, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, music is what gets us throughout the day. To me, back then, you know what I mean, when I was out on the streets doing dumb shit, whatever it is, that's what really took me out, you know what I mean, and make me want to start doing it myself, was just rhyming. Same thing with bro used to do the same thing. You know what I mean? And that's how we really connected. He has some pain in his life. I have some pain in my life. We got connected, and we formed a unity. Together, that's what we're doing. You know what I mean? We're on the same type of timing. He's going to be on his same. He's going to be on his different timing. I'm going to be on my different timing. But we're always going to think equally.
So, like, in terms of, like, mumble rappers, do you guys feel like they sell their soul? And that's why that they're so out there in music?
I mean, yo, I just want to get this shit, like, out, because, like, I just feel like nowadays, bro, okay, so back then, like, even when we first started rapping 7 years ago, bro, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like we really had to work even to get to this spot, and we still not where we at, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. Half of these dudes, they come out with one song, and a lot of people think selling their soul is something that has to do with the devil or something. Nah, selling your soul is when you sign that piece of paper and you sign your life away, you have no control over your life anymore. That label does. Now, this is the thing. I don't really fuck with the new shit. Like, I'll show love, because you're not going to make it nowhere if you live your life in hate, or you hate on somebody else's shit. But I just feel like nowadays everybody got it too easy. And nobody wants to actually put in the work. Like, when I say, like, these mumble rappers and shit, like, half of these dudes don't even know the real struggle of what poverty is, bro. They just want to do something, and then they get a little money, and then they just, like, don't have the same dedication to music like they had at first. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's a fact. You know what I mean? You always going to see it his way, too. You feel me? Like, me and you, bro, we always had our conversations. You feel me? And we always... You know what I mean? On some different type of shit or whatever it is. And you're always going to give me some gems. I'm going to give you some gems. I always look at it. You know what I mean? Yeah, you sell your soul. But you're selling your soul to, you know what I mean, just to give it all for that one specific thing that you really want. You feel me? So, I mean, like I said, We're aware to that. You know what I mean? I know I will never sell my soul to nobody. You feel me? I will never sell my soul. The only person in this world I sell my soul is God. Up high. In heaven. That's it. You know what I mean? And my children. That's about it. And that's how you really got to look at it. But the music, we hear, we promoting this. You know what I mean? We're on the interview. We're on the podcast. We're showing love. You know what I mean? It's all love and peace with us. You know what I mean? Like, we love music. You know what I mean? That's what gets us through the day. This is why we're here right now, podcasting with you, showing love to the show. You know what I mean? Like, we here, you know what I mean? Like, this is what got us here, the music, you know what I mean? And just expressing how we feel throughout what's going on or whatever it is, you know what I mean? Showing love. It's all about love and peace with us, man. That's about it.
Yeah, I do appreciate you guys showing love and support to my show, you know, because, you know, I like to put people on, man, you know? I mean, over the last 2 months, I've had quite a few different artists on my show aside from you guys, man. And that's my goal, you know, with this podcast is to connect with other people, you know, and share that with the world. You know, it's not just about promotion. You know, you get to know the ins and outs of a person through the podcast.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So, how...
Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. But, yo, I definitely wanted to tell you this. I always forget to tell you this. I don't know why. I was going to say, I appreciate you actually taking the time to, you know what I'm saying, like, show us love, too, bro. Because, you know what I'm saying? This world is connected. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you show love, I automatically show love to your shit, bro. And I honestly feel like, yeah.
Yeah, Mac, I really appreciate you showing love to my show, you know. And yeah, man, I really appreciate you guys taking the time to do it as well, you know, and, you know, because I definitely like to connect with other people on my podcast, and yeah, man, it makes for a fun time.
Yeah, it's a fact, bro.
So, how did you guys meet?
That's crazy. Yeah, we had a school, it's called McKinley, and, I ain't even gonna hold you. This is one of them schools, like when you fuck up in a real school, you go to this school.
Oh, turn into school, man. Turn into school.
Yeah, so, like, well, how I met Zay, like, one time I got into some trouble, whatever, and I was in this room called the planning room, whatever. And he had came in there, too, because I guess he got into some shit. And then we was just chopping it up, or whatever. And after that, we just, like, became cool. And, I had beef with some dude or whatever back in high school, whatever. And, yeah, we was just riding, whatever, bro. You know what I'm saying? And we'd be cool ever since, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got connected through, you know what I mean? Like just, you know, going through the same shit. You know what I mean? Like, we was on some, you know, stupid shit back then. You know what I mean? Thinking dumb shit, doing dumb shit. You know, regular shit that kids do. You know what I mean? So, we really just connected off that. You know what I mean? And we went from there, you know what I mean? And from there, we've been, you know, together ever since. Like, we have mad stories, history, whatever it is, man. Like, we could go on and on and on, but you know what I mean? Like, we ain't gonna do that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's between me and bro, you feel me? And that's what it's gonna be, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's like my brother right there. He's like my mother's son, you know what I mean? So, I'd do anything for this dude right here, you know what I mean? He's godfather of my children. That's how really deep and, you know, it's really deeper than rap, you know what I mean? So besides rap or whatever it is, that's my brother right there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Same here, bro. Facts.
I mean, the type of relationship you guys have is the same one that I have with my boy Marcel, man. Like, you know, I mean, I'm
brother, yo, brotherhood strong, bro. Brotherhood strong. That's it.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, because, you know.
You don't have to be, listen, you don't have to be fully blood related to be a somebody's brother. You know what I mean? As long as y'all have a good connection and y'all have a good history and, you know, like, y'all been there for each other for certain situations and y'all, you know what I mean? Like, y'all had each other's back throughout the outcomes and whatever it is that, you know, came between y'all. You know what I mean? Like, and y'all will be able to talk shit out or whatever it is and, you know, still support each other through right and wrongs. That's brotherhood. You feel me? Like, Me and this dude never had a fallout. You feel me? We only probably had one slight disagreement. And I've never, ever, 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 ever turned my back on this dude. Same thing with him. He never turned his back on me. And that's a fact.
Right. Gotta have each other to the fullest. Sure.
All right, for real.
So, what do you guys make of kind of like the state of hip hop right now? I mean, I know we touched a little bit about it, you know, when I've had you guys on, you know, separate podcasts, but, you know, collectively together, what is your thoughts on today's rap scene?
I feel like it ain't no rap scene, man. It ain't no rap scene, bro. They don't fuck the game up.
If you're talking about mumble rap scene, then yeah, I mean, like I said, no love, no shade towards the you know what I mean? No love lost to the rap scene that we have now, which is mumble rap scene. But like I said, personally, that's not what I'm rocking with. Me, I'm on conscious level. You feel me? That's what it is with me. You know what I mean? But like I said, everybody gonna get it the way they gonna get it, and that's how it is. You know what I mean? Like everybody's gonna wanna get money, feed their family. Same thing we trying to do, but they gonna do it in their own way. But you know, every year, every decade, it's always gonna be a new genre of hip hop, new genre of rock, pop, whatever it is. Everything's expanding, everything is changing. Same thing with the world. You feel me? COVID, all that shit. You don't want me to get into this shit. You feel me? But you know what I mean? Like. It's all different. Everything's different. Everything's designed to change throughout the years, throughout the decades, generations, whatever. You know what I mean? You got kids out here wearing hot skirts and shit, man. Let me get into that shit, man. Crazy, man.
You guys have any interest in crossing over to different genres? I mean, Zay, I mean, you've been doing your Spanish rap here as of late, but you know, do you have, is there any interest between, you know, from the both of you to cross over
Hell
different
yeah.
genres?
Yo, peep this, man. No bullshit. Like, I didn't drop all of it, but me and Zay got some different shit. And I can say, like, me personally, I have a song called Versatile. Like, that's a tape for everybody. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I got, like, any, like, type of song. Like, I feel like I did every type of genre except for, like, country and jazz, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I've done it all.
You know, I'm doing jazz. You feel me? You got the little jazz taste. You feel me? You know what I mean? I don't know. Me, like, I got the Spanish movement. You know what I mean? Like, I could do Spanish. I could say, you know what I mean? Fuck conscious rap and move to Spanish right now. But I ain't gonna do that. I like to stick with both to show people how I really rock on both. I might even do rock music. I love rock music. Soul music, you feel me? Singing, you know what I mean? Singing for the ladies, you feel me? Like shit like that, man. Like it's good to expand music too. Like it's good to go around and, you know what I mean, and figure out what's this or how that came from or whatever it is, because we know where rap came from. You know what I mean? I know where that shit started. That shit started in the Bronx. That's a fact. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? The shit expanded how it is now. Same thing with, you know, mumble rap. The shit came from the South. Drill shit came from the South. Whatever it is. You know, Chicago niggas expanded it out, whatever it is, doing, you know, drill music and, you know, using trap beats or whatever. But, you know, like, it's good to expand and do other shit. And that's what I'm doing. Like, I'm going to do that. He's going to do that. Like I said, we got some shit coming on to that, you know what I mean? And we're going to keep working, you know what I mean? And keep putting shit together. This is good to expand. It's good to learn, like, different other music, different types. You know what I mean? You might see me do like pop music in the club joint, fist pump.
I mean, that's the thing. I had Michael Waves on the other week, and you know, he does all kinds of different shit with his music. He's kind of like a mixed bag. You know, he does a little bit of rap, does pop, electronica. You know, like that shit just interests me. Like, you know, when an artist can really do all types of different things, man. And, you know, I definitely think you two are talented enough to do that kind of thing.
Definitely, yeah, bro.
Is there any plans for you guys to, like, maybe start up your own independent label? Or do you guys just want to be solo artists?
I'm definitely gonna start my own thing. You know what I mean? Me and bro was just having this conversation not too long ago too. We're not gonna get into details, but I got a little side, you know what I mean, some niggas out here, man. Family First Records, you feel me? That's just gonna be the label, you feel me? So that's what I got, you know what I mean, on my end. You know, he's always gonna be on his ass. If he wanna collab with me, we can collab too. We can make it a family thing, you feel me? Like I said, you know what I mean? I'm always gonna support him on what he does. He's always gonna support me on what I do, and that's just how we gonna move, you feel me?
I like the name, Family First. You know, that definitely gives a, you know, that kind of feel to it. You know, like, oh, this is a family label, you know.
Mm-hmm. And the thing with me is, I wouldn't say we a label, but you know what I'm saying? I got a good music group that I've been rocking with for like 3-4 years. Like they watched me grow up and shit. I just never really like went to them with the whole music shit, but like I think it was like 2018. We actually like came together. Our shit's Third Kind. Like we into the whole fucking whole alien shit, you know what I'm saying? UFO shit. That's based off of what my shit's on, you know what I'm saying? But I'm third, like, I'm always support Zay shit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's bro, but I'm 3K forever, you know what I'm saying?
And another thing I want to ask about that, like, your social media handles and your name on SoundCloud is 3K Montana, but, I mean, but you go by Mac. So, I mean, where's the 3K coming?
All right, so, You're familiar with YNW Melly, right?
Yes. Uh huh.
All right. So it's something like that. Like when I really get into that fucking bag, like that real pain talk. You know what I'm saying? That's the Mac Montana side. When I'm doing songs with my homies and shit, like all Third Kind and shit, that's when I'm in that 3K Montana mode. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different personalities for different names. Like Mac Montana, like you'll know when I'm on that Mac Montana shit. But people really never seen that 3K Montana shit. They have, but they haven't, because it's like everybody's doing their own thing, you know what I'm saying? But pretty soon I'm trying to have a whole song with 3K on it and like all the artists that's in there, you know what I'm saying? And we about to come with some shit.
I like that, you know, because, like, some artists have different personas, like with Eminem, and there's Eminem, and then there's Slim Shady.
That's what I was trying to tell you about, yes, the whole sir. Expanding thing, you know what I mean? The expanding thing, that's where it comes in play. You feel me? Like, that's where it's going to all, you know, equal out, you know, like, the different personality rap shit, you feel me? You know what I mean? Coming from this side, whatever it is, you feel me? Because you have other people you rock with on the outside, you feel me? And, you know, like, those are really my people, too. I fuck with them. You know what I mean? They really got good music. 3K got good music. They're kind of, like, you know, if you really listen to them, yo, they this shit is hot. This shit is fire. Especially my nigga Perp Bad. Shout out Perp Bad, bro. You feel me? So, you know what I mean? Like, they really got some good shit. That's some good
shout
shit, too.
Shout out Perp,
bro.
Man. Shout out Cuckoo, all that. Shout out my engineer, Barrels, you heard?
Word. If anybody listening to this shit, you feel me, want to come to Boston and get some good shit, my nigga, you feel me? Tune into that Power Pack shit, you feel me?
Do you guys have any music that's going to be released here in the near future?
Yeah, I got some shit. I just found a, where I live at now, I found a dope-ass artist, you know what I'm saying? And I'm working on some singing type shit with him. And then I got a tape coming out within like 2 months or so, or the next month, called My Gift. It's going to drop.
That shit's going to be crazy, man. That shit's going to be the craziest tape.
All up. Types of shit. Hip-hop, rap, boom bap is going to be on that. It's going to be nuts, bro.
Everything. Hell yes. What about you, Zay? I mean, I know you're always working on something, but wait.
You know that. Bars and Hooks 2 coming out. Fucking Boom Bap Lives Forever. That shit's coming soon. I might do another Spanish joint. Who knows, man? Whatever the future holds for me, I got it. It's in plan. Whatever I vibe with, like I said, you know what I mean? It comes in play. And that's what I'm going to do. You know what I mean? I'm definitely hoping to work with new artists, you feel me? Definitely looking forward to, you know what I mean, expanding with the features and shit like that. You know, whatever comes in play, whoever wants to work, we're going to work.
Oh, yeah. You know, I definitely hope you guys collab with some of these guys I have interviewed as of late, because, like I said, I think it'd be quite interesting, for sure.
You can do it, man. Shit up the manager. Shit up the manager.
Yeah, man. One of them inboxed me. It was your recent interview of Boy MBN, I think that's the name.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, I show love, bro. I mean, I just didn't, you know what I'm saying? I don't think he wants to work because I can't, like, do no more free features and shit.
Yeah, everything's going to be business. We ain't doing no free features, none of that. You know what I mean? Like, whoever wants to collab, we're going to have to collab with, you know, with some bread. You know, money talks at the end of the day, you know? We got to support. So at the end of the day, like, it's no shade to nobody trying to get theirs or whatever. You'll do the same thing. And that's what we trying to do. You know what I mean? That's how we going to work our way up. You know what I mean? Just keep building. You know what I mean? That's how you build business or whatever it is. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Anybody trying to collab with us, hit our manager up, man. Penny. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean... Shout out to Penny. That's the thing, though. You guys are independent artists, you know, and stuff like that. You've got to, you know, make some profit somewhere, you know? So charging for features, mm-hmm. in my opinion, isn't necessarily a bad thing, you know? But that's the thing, like, if people, you know, if money is a factor, you know, if that's most important to them, then I don't think they really want to work with you at all, you know, because, you know, you should put the art ahead of money, you know, like, oh, I really want to do a song with this guy, you know, but he wants this amount of money, you know, like, yeah, man, like, people just
gotta... if you can't do it, you can't do it. You see what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, look, like I said, I love rap. So at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Rap is always going to be something, you know what I mean, that I'm going to have fun with, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, we also have to make profit. You understand? That's how we feed the family. So at the end of the
no
day,
bullshit,
you know
bro.
I mean? It's no shade towards nobody. No shade towards nobody, because I know anybody's going to try to get this some way, how, somehow. So, you know, you got to stick to that. You know what I mean? That's how you make business. That's it.
No, I just wanted to say something real quick. No bullshit. Like, for a straight 7 years, ever since we first started rapping, we just never charged for features and shit. And, yeah. Like, I would always, me and Zay would always show love to anybody, bro. But it was always, you know what I'm saying? Everybody told us, yo, you gotta pay. And
mm-hmm.
It just came to a realization.
It's crazy.
Bro, like,
it's crazy that, you know, it was crazy because, you know, bro ended up mentioning the manager bringing that up to us. You feel me? Like, you know, like, he was really going to continue, like, just trying to, you know, like, not do features, whatever, paying or whatever, having people pay. And he was like, yeah, y'all got to, that's how y'all make y'all way up. It's starting to, you know, do business and the thing. Y'all have to pay. Same way we will have to pay for features if we want somebody to be on our shit. We will have to pay for that. So if people want to hop on our shit, we have to, you know what I mean, give them a price.
Now,
right now, prices is low, but as soon as we start getting notified, bro, it's going to come up, bro. It's going to boost up.
Do you guys pay for beats?
I pay for beats sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, me too, yeah.
Right, yeah, like, it's no different with producers either, you know? I mean, hell, they're creating the beat for you, and sometimes they'll mix mm-hmm. and master for you. You know,
but that's the one thing, too, if you're taking the beat from a producer, right? And you blow up with that beat and you never paid them in the beginning, y'all gonna have to come to a solution anyway. If that song blows up with the beat, you're gonna have to cut a portion with him, which I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, he's the one who made the beat. That's his beat. He has every right to it or whatever. He's gonna get a portion. You know what I mean? It's not like we're not gonna pay, you know, an artist, not a producer to not get paid for his beat. We took that beat and we used it. So, of course, he's gonna get a paid a portion.
I hope any young artist who is listening to this right now, I hope you guys just paid attention to what he just said, because you don't want to get in trouble and get sued. That's for sure.
Whatever I make off of it, he's going to make off of it. That's cool. You know what I mean?
Right, definitely. All right. I think that's all I got for you guys today. But before we get out of here, tell people where they can listen to your music and where they can follow you on social media.
Hey, music on all platforms. You already know. Follow the Instagram, 3K Montana. You know what I'm saying? I'm also on TikTok. I do the skits, you know what I'm saying? If y'all fuck with some skits, y'all want to see some comedy, whatever, it's Poppy_C. You know what I'm saying? Like, we working, man. Like,
nigga, follow me, whatever. I forgot about that shit, man. My man out here even doing comedy skits. He got the fucking cover art going out. He got the whole motherfucking, you know what I mean? like the whole hat designer shit. Come on, son, you're not fucking with my mans, B.
Ain't nobody fucking with me. That's a fact.
Ain't fucking with this nigga, son. Word up.
Well, y'all listening, anyway, need to go,
you know,
fuck with
platforms. On platforms with me, you got Nonchalant Lise, follow me. You know what I mean? On Instagram, follow my SoundCloud, go by the same name, same YouTube, everything. You want to look me up on Apple, Spotify, Nonchalant Lise, everything's the same. You know what I mean? Got this whole movement going on, you know what I mean? Got the tapes out already, go listen to Brotherhoods. We got the, you know what I mean? The My Gift coming soon, Bars and Hooks 2 coming soon, Bars and Hooks 1 out right now. We got me and Matt got this song called Praise the Most High with Postman L. Go tune into that right now. You know what I mean? We got more shit on for y'all on the way. Say what? Say what? Let's go.
All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Mac Montana and Nonchalant Lise. Be sure to check them out on all platforms, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. And, yeah, man. I mean, I think Mac and Zay are on the verge of breaking through that glass ceiling, so to speak, here with their music. And, yeah, if you want to hit them up for features or for bookings, go through their manager. And, yeah, and we'll see what they got cooking up here in the future. All right, guys, take care, and I'll talk to you all soon. Peace.